Welcome to Q&A with TNK. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hello, and welcome to Q&A.
With Keith. With T and K, I'm Kristen.
Key and
Tay.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Tristan.
Good morning.
Hi. All right. A question.
Question.
What's the question today?
Our question today is, can you tell me your top five children's books?
From Annie in Arizona. Thanks for listening, Annie. All right. I'm excited about this one.
I know. Immediately. But, like, before Kristen and I made our lists, we were like, do you mean top five read-alouds? Do you mean top five of our favorite books? Like, as a kid, do you mean top five ever?
Right. There's so many.
There's so many.
So, I am, my list contains my my top five read-alouds is what mine is for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's, like, a combination of top five read-alouds that the kids like and that I like to read and that make me laugh but also make them laugh.
That's mine,
it's
too.
It's like a shared experience.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Those are mine.
Yeah.
Not that I just pick them because the kids aren't, you know, I don't care if the kids don't like them. These are my favorite. No, they're, both very much enjoyed by the kids and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are the kind of books that you read them at school, like, there's one in here that I had never read till it should have been a library bin when I was first teaching. And it was like, oh, I need to go and buy that book for myself immediately.
Oh, I'm excited.
And not just like keep it in the classroom, but like this book is upstairs right now.
What is it?
Llama Llama Red Pajama.
Oh, yeah. Authored by?
Anna Dudney.
Llama Llama Red Pajama. Those are so good.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so simple, but the artwork and the cute llama.
I know. And it rolls. Just the whole thing rolls off your tongue. And it's so fun for the kids to like say the words with you.
Yeah.
They love it.
It's so good. Have you seen this rap
the rap
group?
Yes.
Llama, llama, red pajama.
And they just kept saying llama, 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 llama over and over. That's like all I heard was llama a million times.
And it's so catchy.
Yeah.
Because the words of the book are just like a perfect little poem song.
Yeah. Llama, llama.
No more drama, baby llama. I just guess he every time. And his little ears.
I know.
I just love every part of that book.
Yeah. Do you like the rest of the series, too, or is that the all-time favorite?
That's the all-time favorite, but I do like the rest of the series.
Mm-hmm.
We read all of them.
Yeah. Okay, mine...
Tell me one.
These are in no particular order. One of my favorite ones to read out loud is The Book with No Pictures.
Yes.
By B.J. Novak. I love that. Mm-hmm. If you need ideas on how to actually read it, you can just Google it. And the author is reading it to some kids in some school on a YouTube video. And it's just the way that he reads it is hilarious. And so I've taken bits of his little read aloud and I use it with my kiddos.
That's great.
The Book with No Pictures.
Yeah. Somebody brought it into school. We don't have it on our shelves all the time, which is silly.
Yeah.
Kristen and I are going book shopping later today.
We are.
So
I'm excited.
This one's, I'm going to get two of Book with No Pictures because it's absurd to me that we don't have it at school.
Right.
But one of the kids brought it in and at drop off, another kid's older brother wanted to read it. He was like looking over and like read the whole thing out loud and had no idea what was happening.
Uh-huh.
He had never read it before.
That's so funny.
So this 9-year-old starts reading. He's like, why do I have to keep saying this? <know. laughs>
I am a monkey robot.
And he'd say it was like his comprehension level was at where he would read it and then he would comprehend it and then he would start cracking up. It was so fun to watch.
Oh, it's such a good one.
Uh-huh.
You're next.
Oh, my next one is Pigs Make Me Sneeze.
What? I've never heard of
Mo Willems.
Ah!
That's the elephant and piggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pigs make me sneeze. Uh-huh.
Elephant gets a cold, and it's he has to, well, he thinks that he's allergic to pigs, which is devastating because Piggy is his best friend. It's a good book. All of Elephant and Piggy. It was hard for me to pick just one.
I'm going to have to get that one at the bookstore.
Elephant and Piggy.
Aww.
Oh, they're the best.
Pigs make me sneeze.
Uh-huh.
Does it, like...
There's a lot of read-aloud sneeze noises, which is also really fun.
So fun. And then to have the kids sneeze with you. Yeah. So on the topic of sneezing and germs, uh-huh. one of my absolute favorites, and I have little finger monster puppets that go with these, like little plasticky monsters that go on each of my fingertips when I read this book. It's called Those Mean, Nasty, Dirty, Downright, Disgusting, But Invisible Germs. That's the title of the book. And it's by Judith Ann Rice.
Tell me about
amazing.
It.
Amazing.
It sounds like it would just... be one of those lame, you need to wash your hands before you eat kind of books, but it's not.
It is. It is all about germs and why you need to wash your hands and how to wash your hands. And I actually think Red Leaf Press has this book, so you can order it through them. But the finger puppets you order on Amazon, just type in like monster finger puppets. But it's really fun to have little finger puppets to go with it. And I like hide them in, I usually wear like a hooded sweatshirt and I'll hide the five finger puppets in my sweatshirt. And then as I'm reading the book, I'll sneak one on my finger and then I'll like... put it up over the back of the book really fast because it'll say like, little Anna was playing in the block corner and she got a germ on her hand. Oh, it was mean, nasty, dirty, downright disgusting, but invisible germ. The one that makes you cough. And then you have all the kids cough. And then you teach them the right way to cough into their elbow. So that people don't get sick. And then, so then it goes through the day and she has like these five germs on her fingers. So then she has to go wash them. And then they go down the drain. They go swirling, whirling down the drain. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It is. I think that if you didn't have the finger puppets, like, it would just be like a germ book. But it's so fun. And the drawings of the monsters that they put in the germ monsters are really cute.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
Sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look for it today, Powell.
They probably won't have it. They might.
They might.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the extent of Powell's yet.
I'm excited. I love bookstores.
Okay, my number three is Thidwick, the Big-Hearted Moose by Dr. Seuss.
Aw. I love this.
I don't know what it is about Thidwick. He's just such a lovable guy.
Aw.
And he's got so much love in his heart. And every time I read this book, he's just got this like, I'm Thidwick the Kind-Hearted Moose. Like, he's just kind of like this big dopey dude who's like, whatever, I'm going to take a stand, man. And there's something magical about it.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint
what
it.
What is it? Thudwick?
Thidwick.
Thidwick.
Yeah.
It sounds like you need to have a lisp when you read the book.
I do, yeah.
Thidwick. Is it a big, long book like, like Horton Hears a Who?
Yeah.
It's about really the same long as like that.
Yeah.
How do children stay engaged through it?
It's so good they don't.
Really?
They don't. They're just like, what is he? And then the hunters come. Or they go, like,
yeah.
They're totally captivated the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those books that seems like you pick it up and you're like, ooh, there's a lot of text.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go. And then the kids just get so wrapped up in it that they just like, we have to finish it. What happens next? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Thidwick.
Mm-hmm. What's next for you?
This is a book that I don't think very many people know about, but it is probably my all-time favorite as far as like storyline. Because a lot of the books... I guess in my list don't have like a storyline. They're like more interactive, but this one is my all-time favorite. All time. It's called Bog Baby.
Haven't heard of it.
Oh my gosh. Jeannie Willis, you have to get it today. It is about a little girl and her sister that go for a walk and they find a bog baby. It's like this magical little blue bubbly creature that they find, and they decide that they're going to put the bog baby in a bucket. and take it home, and they feed it cake, and the bog baby goes from being happy and cute to being like really sad and like depressed because it doesn't have the right environment, and it doesn't have the right food, and it doesn't have its friends, and they are hiding this bog baby from their mom because their mom looked for bog babies when she was little, and anyway, they knew that she wouldn't let them keep the bog baby, so they were hiding it in their shed in a bucket from their mom. And then they finally tell their mom because they're really sad, and the mom notices that they're sad, and she makes them release the bog baby, and the bog baby is better. Aww. It is like the best. I love the bog baby book. I love it. Love, love, love it. And we read it at forest school this fall, and it was a beautiful day outside, and we read the book probably like 7 times. I should actually upload a video of my co-teacher, Alex, reading it. She does such a good job of reading it, and all the kids are like totally captivated and like feeling the emotions of the story. And then we had them each draw their own bog baby. And then because there's a little, like there's a prompt in the back of the book that says, there's a bunch of questions and you can draw a picture of a bog baby and send it in. Yeah. Cool. So we all drew bog babies, and we did not send them in, but I might take some pictures and send I'll in pictures. Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the best. Cool. The bog baby. Yeah.
The bog baby. We'll have to look for it today. Definitely looking for it.
Okay.
Number 4, I cheated. Frog and Toad. All Frog and Toad.
Every frog and toad.
Just like, give me that storybook compilation. All Frog and Toad. Their relationship is so beautiful to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll admit, like, I passed by Frog and Toad.
You skip the Frog and Toad.
I do, but I shouldn't skip the Frog and Toad, huh?
No. Similar with Elephant and Piggy.
Yeah, I skipped those too.
Oh.
I don't know. There's something about, like, maybe it's like the commercialized, you know, it's so popular. Like, it's.
Yeah.
I don't know. But maybe I need to dig in deeper.
I love to talk about, after we read a Frog and Toad story, are you Frog or are you Toad? Because they both have very distinct personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also very good friends. And they're like good people, even though Toad's a giant grump on bump on the log, and Frog is like so happy-go-lucky. Love. They're both like kind little frogs, you know?
Yeah.
So we talk about feelings a lot with Frog and Toad.
Oh.
Sometimes you're a frog, sometimes you're a toad.
Exactly.
And just the way that Toad, that dream. The one. Have you read them recently? Do you remember them much?
I mean, we've checked them out at the library with my own kids a few times here and there, but I don't remember them, no.
I didn't remember them as a kid, but as a grown-up reading them, they're just beautiful. There's one where Toad, I think it's called The Dream,
mm-hmm.
and Toad has a dream that he's, like, really, really good at performing, and everyone wants to see him perform, and Frog's sitting in the front row, and Frog slowly, slowly disappears.
Oh.
And he gets really, at first he's, like, so happy that everyone wants to hear him sing. But then as Frog disappears, the only thing he cares about is where his best friend went. And it's just as a kid, this story is a little esoteric, but like weird.
Yeah.
It's about a weird dream. But as a grown up, you're like, yeah, man, you can't lose your best friend when you're proud of yourself. Like,
aww.
You need him by your side. It just makes me want to cry every time. Oh, so good.
Frog and Toad.
Frog and Toad.
So do you have like a big compilation of, like, how many are there Frog and Toad books? Do you have any idea? And who's the author?
Oh, the author is Arnold Lobel.
Okay.
How many are there? I don't know. I don't think there are a million of them. I think there are like 8.
Okay.
I have the treasury upstairs.
Do you?
I do. Mm. We'll bust it out. We'll do some read aloud later.
Yeah. I like that. My next one is The Old Lady Who Wasn't Afraid of Anything.
Ooh, yeah.
Linda D. Williams. I love books. I love books that the kids can interact with, like,
yeah.
that there's like things for them to do within the story. I don't know. I, that's just like one of my favorite types of read alouds. And so I think that those, why that's why those made like the top of my list. Because I just, I think maybe I enjoy reading them and I enjoy seeing the kids' reactions to those types of stories.
Yeah.
So the little old lady who wasn't afraid of anything has a lot of like actions, like shake, shake, stomp, stomp, clap, clap. Do you read that one?
No.
Have you ever read that one?
I have. But
okay.
I don't know. We don't have it in our room. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
We're both going to like buy all of each other's books today.
Your kids will love that one because there's so much that they can do. And then it's so repetitive too that they like can read the words, and the words that are repetitive are a lot larger text than the rest of the text. And so they can see those and you can point them out while you're doing the actions, and it's so good.
Yeah. That Elephant and Piggy is on my list because it's like the first book that all of our early readers learned to read.
Oh, because it's simple. Because,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's designed to build on itself. So like once you learn pig,
yep.
you can read, you know.
Yeah.
It builds naturally. Huh. They're really good. Uh-huh. Sounds like old lady who was never afraid of anything is up there for a similar reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, last one for me. I Want My Hat Back. Jonathan Klassen.
What is that one?
That one's a pretty new one. It is about a groundhog looking thing that's lost. No, it's a turtle that's lost its hat.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's the turtle that loses his hat or the groundhog looking thing. But it's one of those things where the kids are in on the joke, but the characters in the book aren't in on the joke.
Okay.
So the kids are like, it's right there. Yeah. He took it. And the turtle's just like, have you seen my hat? Oh, it is the turtle who's missing the hat. And the kids are just like, it's right there. I love it. And it gets dark. It's like, it's got a level of creepy, which all my favorite kid things are just a little bit creepy.
Well, when I was in your classroom a few weeks ago, there was...
I'm laughing because you had to read that book that has a lot of very hard words.
The monster book?
Yes.
It's like A to Z monsters. I was like, oh my gosh, I must not be a hipster because I don't know how to pronounce half of these words.
Every time I read that book, I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll read this book, but like, how do you say these?
Yeah. Like centaur. Uh-huh. Did I say that right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know a hippogriff was like a actual like mythical monster creature. I thought it was just a Harry Potter made up creature.
Yeah.
But hippogriff was H.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was A? Like Anorak? Anorak?
Yeah, Anorak.
They really had to stretch to make some of those monsters.
Yeah. Anyway, my last one. Was that your last one?
I have an honorable mention after that.
Okay. But, yeah. My last one is Tap the Magic Tree.
Mm.
And then again, it's an interactive where it's like tap the tree once and then leaves appear. And then it's tap the tree twice and then... more leaves appear, and then, yeah, so it kind of blow on the tree to make the leaves fall, and then everybody blows on the tree. I love that one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, and the author is Christy Matheson. Great book.
Awesome.
And I just was looking up the author on Amazon and saw that she just wrote a new one called Plant the Magic Seed.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm totally going to try to find that one, too. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I love it when your favorite books, the authors of your favorite book, come out with another book.
And you're like, yes,
I love it.
What's your honorable mention?
I forgot to look up the author.
Oh, okay.
But my honorable mention is one that the kids like. Okay, like when you read it, they're fine. But then the play that comes after it is really interesting. It's called Dragons Love Tacos.
I do love that book.
And it's by Adam Rubin.
I love that one.
It's just, I love it because I love tacos.
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh. But the kids afterwards like joke about the tacos and like, well, dragons love tacos. So like, don't feed it any spicy sauce. Like, it comes up a lot after that.
That's cute.
Back in my craft everyday days. We would read Dragons Love Tacos, I think for the letter T. or D. I don't really care.
Right, right.
And we would make tacos. We would like have all the craft supplies ready for tacos.
Yeah.
And we would make for 10 tacos.
Oh my gosh. Now but, if like, you read
so
it.
So lame.
You should read. You should make real tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real tacos would be the way to go.
They're, yeah. All right. Tell me something good. Okay. For tell me something good, I think we should talk about our favorite books when we were little.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think we should.
Okay.
Because none of these books on my list were favorites as a kid. Most of mine them hadn't
no.
come out yet.
Mine either. What was yours?
Mine was Green Wilma. By Ted Arnold.
Yes.
Do you remember this book?
Yes, but it wasn't. I didn't know it as a child. I'm a little bit older than you. So.
that one, it would have been like just on the borderline between
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
You were probably too cool for kids' books at that time.
So is it one that your like parents read to you over and over again? Or is it one that you picked up and found and just loved?
Well, I picked it up. How old was I? Like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. My mom read it to me a couple times, and then I would just read through it by myself in my bedroom over yeah. and over and over again, which I don't really do with books.
Yeah.
I'm not a rereader, but this book, as a kid, I didn't really understand the level of dream world
yeah.
situation.
Right.
But as a grown up, it's pretty obvious, like, oh, she's just a frog who dreamt she was a girl. but as a kid, it was just like,
yeah,
what?
Uh-huh.
And it's a fun read aloud for preschoolers still because they have that reaction of like confusion at the end.
Right.
Like they don't fully understand the ending. And so they want you to read it over and over again because maybe they'll get it next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I'll have to read that.
And the little frog buns. She's just a cute little porky frog.
Cute.
What's okay. yours?
Well, I have two. I have one like from when I was little and then one from like a little bit older when I was reading mm-hmm. chapter books. Mm-hmm. So it's called The Little Lamb and it's by Judy Dunn. And it's like a really old school, like actual photographs of a little girl with a lamb and that she feeds it bottles and raises it. And just it's like a true like nonfiction book. And I loved it. I don't know. I'm like a farm girl at heart. So yeah. I just, you
I
know,
say,
always wanted to be her. Yeah. And I always, like, I wanted that. And so that was a book that, like, was tattered and torn from so much looking at the pictures. And, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
Oh, weird.
Stop. The background music played. And spilled coffee.
Okay, and then the last one is Island of the Blue Dolphins.
Oh yeah.
I forgot to look up the author for that, but that was a really good chapter
Odell.
Book.
Scott Odell?
I don't know, but have you read it?
I have read it.
It is so, so good, and I actually bought it for my daughter because I wanted her to really like it too, but she hasn't really gotten into it yet. I don't know. I wonder if like... Sometimes, yeah, Scott Odell. Things change so much, and they're like the fantasy books are like so like. I mean, there's Harry Potter and the Land of Stories, and it's like it just doesn't live up to that.
Yeah.
So
I think about for books that I loved as a kid, like that. There's so many, like, even if that's the first version of that book ever, mm-hmm. which is mind-blowing as a kid, there's so many versions of that now that it's like, oh, yeah. I've heard this story a million times.
Exactly. Yeah. So, well.
It's like reading old horror books as a grown-up.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm not scared of this because, like, it's just a haunted house.
Right. Although I would probably still be scared of it because.
I had a backwards, so I have a chapter book listed as well for this one. Charlotte's Web was the first chapter book that my grandma read aloud to me, and I made her just sit. We spent the entire day sitting on the floor. We read the whole book front to back when I was, like, 4. Oh, it blew my mind. It was so good. And like I remember that much more than any picture book.
Yeah.
I've been into chapter books for a long time.
Yeah.
My mom used to read to me in the bath.
What a good memory.
We read a lot of Animorphs.
What is an Animorph?
An Animorph is like this giant series of books where the kids met an alien and were given special powers to turn into animals.
Yeah.
So each book was about like turning into a different animal to fight the alien resistance.
Oh my.
I think that explains a lot of who I am today.
Yeah, that's so funny. I have no idea. I'll have to look it up on the bookshelves today at the bookstore.
There are like hundreds of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wouldn't say that they're quality literature, but they're a fun read for a third grader.
Right. I bet Crew would love them.
Yeah. But maybe it's that thing where like nowadays.
It's not as cool.
The story isn't as meaningful. Yeah.
Right. Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, cool. Tiffany.
Well, Kristen.
It's been fun.
See you next time on Q&A.
With T and K. And here comes the music. The right spot.
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall, Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.